Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin. Alec Medford rocking in there, making sure that you can be heard inside of your ear holes.
And Not anymore.
Oh, no.
Right now he's just looking at his wrestling cards. That's what he's been doing the rest of the day. But right now he's looking at wrestling cards.
Ryan, see the distractions you bring when you bring wrestling cards to Alec.
My humble apologies.
It's awesome, right, dude. I just got a chance to look at the J.J. McCarthy card. I've already gotten two texts from people that are like, I want that card. And I've told them who each of them are. So now they know.
We like.
A bidding war.
We like both of those people a lot. And we're hoping the best for whoever gets that card. It's a sweet card, though.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm very split between, well, what are you going to donate for it? Versus, I like them both. They've both been super helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But if I split it in half, it doesn't work.
Okay, so I don't know if you know this. Kevin has a card that features Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and Dr. J. He owes me a third of that card. I've asked many times. I don't even care which one. If he just takes it's perforated,
yes.
Just peel it apart and hand it over so I can have my piece.
That's why it's so valuable.
And I don't understand why he doesn't do this for me.
But is the piece you want the middle of the card?
Or is it
one of the sides?
Don't matter. It doesn't matter. I just want my third. At some point, okay. And this is frustrating.
The value drop if you did that is shocking.
Name it.
It goes from a thousands of dollars card to $200 for the whole thing.
What about for my piece?
$50.
That's $50 I don't have.
Can't you just have the card like 3 days a week? And then give it back, and then give it back.
Co-parenting situation.
In those 3 days, I will have sold it in a market not known to many people.
Trafficking your card now, too.
Yeah.
See, I thought you were going to say your kids would perforate it and be like, look, I got Magic
Johnson.
No, I would
not let them touch that. That'd be ridiculous. What are you thinking? They're ruining it, Kevin. But it's a fun hobby. It really is. And whenever you bring stuff like that out, we get to see some of these amazing things that I'll never be able to purchase. But I hope that there are people out there that are saving up and ready to purchase them.
I have several of those at my house right now.
You do?
Oh, amazing things
that we're going to auction off? Yeah. No, it's going to be awesome, man. We really appreciate everything, and we're looking forward to being out at RJ Duke Sports Cards and Memorabilia in McKinney right off the highway on Wednesday for Peace-a-thon. Mm. Right now, don't forget Bearded Monkey tonight in Forney. I'll be out there for the official 105 Through the Fan watch party for the game tonight. Looking forward to that and hoping to see all you out there. I'll have some Tolo stickers. Also have some vests so that you can be invested, as Kevin has said, which I hated so much. But right now,
if you win, I'm sorry, Corey. If you win, I'd really like it if you sent me a picture of you in your vest that said hashtag invested.
Or just the other people.
No, just,
okay.
Just whoever wins. I would like it a lot.
If you're out there in 40 tonight and you win, we're taking pictures and we're sending them to Kevin and saying you are invested.
Can you be holding a stop sign?
I guarantee you,
a crosswalk.
If you wear school, you'll be allowed to escort people across the street.
Don't tell people that.
Oh.
Okay. We know some of our Tolos out there. Come on. We know what's going on.
Don't do that, Tolos.
All right, guys. It is now time for hits and misses from the weekend. Hit the music, Alec. We have not done music for this yet, have we? That's my fault, guys. Don't worry about that. Kevin, we've tracked the top 10 rushers and the top 10 passers each week.
Mm.
Currently, the record is still in favor of the top 10 rushers. This is a raw number, just pulled straight off of the top 10 rushers in yards for that week. No, hey, they were up, they were down, doesn't matter. Week 11, 5-5 for the top 10 passer records. Not bad. They went 500 this week. They were 6-4 last week.
But not great.
That brings them to 47, 49, and 2 on the season.
Stink.
Kevin, guess
run
what?
The ball.
Not great for the rushers this week either.
What?
6-4. That brings them to...
Okay, hold on. You just said, they did a good job, 500, but right. Then the other one, not so good.
Not great.
Okay.
Last week was great, 9-1. The week before, the 3 weeks before that, 8-2. Those were great
weeks.
That's
true.
They are now 72-21-2. So if you run the ball effectively, you're more likely going to win. Here's some random stats from the weekend as well. 14 quarterbacks threw at least one interception.
Okay.
Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson threw two apiece, but one. Sam Darnold threw four. Jacoby Brissett and J.J. McCarthy both threw two, and they lost. So weird numbers, huh?
That is weird.
30 touchdowns were thrown this week to 21 interceptions.
Okay.
So what's that percentage there?
Did you kind of think that the 60%, give or take?
Okay.
Did you kind of think that those were all mostly thrown by Josh Allen?
No, they were all thrown by Sam Darnold, it felt like.
No, those are the interceptions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The touchdowns? Yeah.
Although Josh Allen did throw a terrible interception in
the one in the end zone.
Well. Yeah.
He chest passed to somebody underneath, and it was ridiculous. He's made a lot of really creative throws in his career. Like him and Patrick Mahomes, would you say those are the two most creative pass throwers you've seen?
It's like you're reading my mind, Corey.
All right. Well, look at this. Look at this. It's like we're on the same cycle.
Stop that.
Okay.
That's what Mike would say. Tomorrow, NFL overreaction or reality.
Okay. I'm in on it.
But you're right.
Of the quarterbacks who threw interceptions this week, they were 3-11.
Ooh.
So if you threw an interception, aside from Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, somebody else, I don't know who it was, but you were 3-11 this week.
Yikes.
Every quarterback who fumbled.
You know what? Now I think the Cowboys are going to win. Geno Smith, he'll throw some interceptions.
Yeah, he will. Yeah. Every quarterback who fumbled lost this week. So I think there were four,
okay.
And they all lost. All
right.
That's something I'm keeping chart of. Oh, that's so dumb. It's the dumbest stat. Of course, the team that was able to rush more won more games. Hey, nitwit, if you've been listening for the last 2 years, I'd point that out every single time. Get with the program. Guys, who would ever have predicted an 8-game win streak for the Broncos and the Patriots at this point in the season?
There is no chance in hell.
Me, I predicted it before the season.
I remember that, too.
No,
absolutely
what?
Did. Thank you very much,
you're
Ryan.
Lucky
this is why
I can't
I've always liked
my
you the
voice.
Most. The AFC South is the most humiliating thing to try and understand in this league. Here's why. The Texans lose their quarterback and are on a 2-game win streak, but they almost lost to the damn Titans, okay? The Jaguars don't act like they always want to win, but you don't really want to play them at their house because that's where they're pretty good.
They beat the crap out of the Chargers.
And the Colts are undefeated at home and could very well finish second in this division, maybe
what?
Third.
Oh, because of the Texans?
Go look at their schedule the rest of the way.
Okay.
Go look at the rest of their division schedule the rest of the way. The first half of the season for the Colts has actually been their easiest part of their schedule. And I don't think they're going to finish third, but I think they very well could finish second in this division if they don't get things together on the back half of this. And then the Titans are the only ones that are actually playing in character. They're like, we're 1-9. We'll keep losing. Don't worry about it, guys.
Did you see...
Cam Ward hadn't figured the league out yet.
No, that is true. Did you see what Simmons said after the game? So the Titans, they lost, and they had five false starts at home. And he goes, I'm tired of sugarcoating it. We need to be better, especially at home. Can't have that many effing false starts. There's no way we should have that many false starts at home. I don't care. I'm tired of saving feelings. I'm tired of losing. Wow. That should be a phrase. I'm tired of saving feelings.
Ryan, would you like the hits or the misses from this weekend?
Let's go with misses.
Misses, honorable mention. Shedeur Sanders was unable to bring the Browns back, throwing an interception and fumbling, though that was recovered.
Did you see his completion percentage?
He and Dylan
Four
Gabriel.
16?
Yes.
He and Dylan Gabriel threw for 47 and 68 yards, respectfully.
This is a weird win for me, but I would really like it if Alec was forced to say, all right, Dylan Gabriel is the better option between him and Shedeur, because Shedeur is so bad that he's even worse than Gabriel. Mm-hmm. It's just one game. We'll see.
Also on the honorable mentions list, Myles Garrett, 4 sacks, putting him at 15 on the season. One more sack will tie his career best season, which he's already hit twice in his career. So he'll get to 16. He's already done that twice. And they have 7 games left. He's hot take. He's going to break the sack record this year.
Why?
What do you mean? They lost. That's why it was a miss, Kevin. It was a near hit, but it was a miss.
Alec, does it make it any better that he's only honorable mention?
Ooh, that I didn't even really think about that part. I feel like that's more of an insult.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, you couldn't even be a total loser.
It was a near
hit. You're just
a
half loser.
A near hit, all right? So that's why. Let's go number 3 on the misses of the weekend, Aaron Rodgers' wrist. They won because Cincinnati's terrible, but Aaron Rodgers looked as bad as like I've ever watched. This whole season's not been fun to watch.
Dude.
And like I said, for so many years, it was aesthetically pleasing to watch Aaron Rodgers because he could throw a great deep ball. He was a very good quarterback. He was fun to watch, even though he's a jerk a lot of times. Yep. But this right now is not fun. Number 2, Sam Darnold, 4 interceptions, now thrown 7 in the last 4 games, and they lost.
I'm trying to think who's going to be number 1 now.
Oh, this is fun. I think you'll like this one.
It's going to be Jacoby versus
the NFC North opponents against the Eagles.
Oh,
they're
okay.
0-3 this year, and the last 2 opponents have now recorded 16 total points. That is just gross, which can tell you one of 2 things. Are the Eagles that good? Are they slow playing us?
So sorry to tell you, I think they are.
You think they are?
I do.
It's like the NFC North opponents, like they're supposed to be a good division, and they cannot beat the Eagles, and they're barely scoring against the Eagles too, and that's terrifying.
I hate
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I hate myself for this, but they're the best team in football.
He said it. Not me.
But I was very selective about not putting the word ahead of it. Mm-hmm. So you'd use that as a
they
drop.
Are. That's
good.
That's
why I said they.
That's smart on your part, dude.
But
I'm proud of you.
You get it.
And also Jacoby Brissett, honorable mention, I guess, because you really want that to be the case for him.
I'm just perplexed by this system.
Yeah, no, I bet there's another ones that'll.
But in
throw
an
you
entertaining way, I'll tell you this. Like, I can't remember what show it was, and it was like, what an intriguing yet confusing hypothesis. But, like, it keeps me locked in because, well, A, it's my job, but also because I'm like, I don't know which way it's going to go.
Somebody asked why we're giving Sanders a bad game, and they said that he dropped a dime twice, and one was a deep ball, and receiver dropped them. That Arch Manning had a bunch of bad drops, too. The reason he was honorable mention on the misses was because, A, they lost, and he couldn't lead the game-winning drive. That's the only reason.
And you know what? Let's switch both of those to completions. Now, he was 6 for 16.
There you go. All right.
37.5%. Good job.
Hits of the weekend. Honorable mention. Michael Wilson, Kevin's favorite Arizona receiver. Mm. 15 catches for 185 yards.
Ooh, man.
That's pretty big,
that
dude.
That is amazing.
I started him.
Nice, dude. Oh. That's going to give you 15.
Okay.
That's plus 18.
Just what?
What?
15 plus 18. What is it?
33?
You got 33 points.
Really should be able to do that. Alec, we talk a lot about the sadness of having a good player on your bench. What's that feeling of euphoria when you start somebody that maybe people naysayed and then they have a big game?
Alec, I appreciate him asking that question, but I got to get through this real quick. Trust me, you're going to love it. Bryce Young had an exceptional day, 448 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, had to leave the game for a few. But then throws 123.2 passer rating, set the Panthers' single-game passing record. Congratulations to Bryce.
Who would not have predicted that?
Number three, Tetaroa McMillan, who does not like to be called Tet, I learned over the weekend, so I have to now learn his whole name. Had 130 yards, 8 catches, 2 touchdowns. Huge day for the Panthers, but also scored 33 points in fantasy for me. So that I thought that was important because, Kevin, it's a great feeling whenever you start a guy and he actually goes out and puts 33 points on it. Right, Alec?
Yes!
See? And that dude's not getting enough attention, I don't think, but he is putting together a very fine rookie season, and it looks easy to him. Watch him
that
run routes.
That part's scary. Yeah.
Watch him catch. I'm not saying Randy Moss, because Randy Moss is on a different level, but his size and length and the way that routes look easy and the ball just sticks to him, like he's a fun receiver to watch, and because he's on the Panthers, he's not getting as much love. Number two, yes, his team lost. But Sean Tucker almost single-handedly won against Buffalo. 106 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, 2 catches for 34 yards, and a touchdown to go with it. Fantastic game from Sean Tucker. It just wasn't good enough for the number one guy, Josh Allen. is now two touchdowns away from having the record for rushing touchdowns for a quarterback. Three passing, three rushing, two interceptions also. But good gosh, that guy was a beast yesterday.
So Josh Allen becomes the first player in NFL history, or a quarterback, I guess, to register a three passing touchdown, three rushing touchdown game twice. And the last time he did it was like a year ago.
Jeez, dude. He's amazing.
That's bananas.
And at one time he was at Wyoming.
That's true. Completing 50-some-odd% of his passes, in case you wanted to know that.
And that's the C Block, ladies and gentlemen. Fine work there, Corey. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Coming up next here on the KNC Masterpiece, the time has come. Give us your prediction for Cowboys-Raiders tonight. Next on The Fan.
Extra pressure, flips to Ashton Jensen. And he'll get the first down. He'll get the touchdown. Raiders get six from the rookie.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget the official Cowboys, or the official 105.3 The Fan watch party tonight is going to be at the Bearded Monkey. 6 to 9 is when I'll be there. We got some awesome stuff to give away. Looking forward to that. Got some vests that you're going to want to be in. You'll want to be in those vests, even though Kevin has another joke that he wants to throw your way.
Because then you'd be invested.
But also...
not a joke. It's
funnier the second time around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I can't wait
you
for
watch
CrossFit.
I got a whole bunch of jokes you might not have heard.
Oh, my gosh. I've heard all of them more than a second time around. But right now, it is time to get your official predictions for tonight's game. 877-881-1053. Let's go ahead and hear it right now. Kevin, we got 27-24 Cowboys over Raiders from the 817. 214 says 34-13. A lot of these numbers are big in favor of the Cowboys, and that is fascinating to hear from Cowboys fans.
And I think, like, when Sean and RJ were talking about what they've got riding on this game tonight, I think that would take it out of excitement and interest into terrifying. Like, if it's $100, like, that's a lot of money. And I'd be like, oh, man, I really hope I win. But if it's in the thousands, like, I feel like I would unreasonably react to, like, every single play or penalty or whatever. And that's just not a space I want to be in. I save that for opening cards. You know what I'm saying?
And I do know what you're saying, yes.
And you're like, son of a... Or other positive expletives.
I want to, before we dive any further into this, there have been, as a casual card collector, my heroes are Mike and Kevin. And now Alec, too. Alec, like, I've watched what he's done. This collecting is impressive. Kevin's always told me, collect what you like. Mike has always told me, I'm going to buy what I want as opposed to going and grabbing boxes. Can you tell me the benefits of all of them? Like, what do people get from the different buying styles? Because you can go into your shop and I can buy a card that I like in one of the cases, or I can buy a box of cards.
Absolutely. There are many different kinds of customers out there, right? There are the customers who, like you said, collect what you like. Those are the types that a lot of times they're baseball card collectors. They want to make sets of certain products, you know, so they have fun chasing those individual cards.
They're hunting, okay.
Or they like a certain player. And that can cross over into sometimes being an investor too. Because if you have a certain player who is, let's say, a very, you know, high profile guy that might have a value that's really high, then you're trying to really chase after something expensive. Then you get to the investor. And now the investor is somebody who's trying to, they'll get into breaks, those group breaks that exist out there, or they will buy high-end products in hoping to find somebody that they can go and sell for much higher. It's all short-term investing nowadays. Long time ago, it was long-term investing. Like, oh, I got to save my cards for 30 years. They're going to be worth something. We all learned that that's not really the case. Now it's all short-term investing. The great thing about the card game is there are so many different kinds of customers that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's really been growing this whole thing. You got to do, you know, you got to pick your lane, stay in it. Don't try to buy everything of everything because there's so much out there now.
Except for Cooper Flag.
I have a buddy who, while he was in the military, he was in California, and he would just buy $1,500 boxes, open them, and then give the cards away. He said he was just interested in the high that came from opening boxes.
We get that,
like,
too.
I was like, that is crazy to me. That's why y'all are shaking your head like, no, that's very common. Wow.
That's a thing.
I love it.
Sometimes I just think it's fun to open things. Like
just, what?
Okay. Never mind.
Card boxes that you got from RJ Dukes?
I'm not going to allow that.
That was a very easy thing to say, Kevin.
I'm not
going
to allow that
very
to become
easy.
A drop.
All right, Kevin, where are we heading for your prediction for tonight's game? Because I don't know what play to make yet.
I'll tell you, but this is amazing. From the 817, final game of a 14-game parlay tonight. A Cowboys win gets them $17,800.
Oh, my.
I'm not even going to check the score until in the morning to risk losing sleep.
I wouldn't sleep. I would just be sitting there. I would fall asleep for an hour.
I don't see
and then
how
wake
you
up
could
and,
fall asleep.
Yeah. I would wake up and be like, oh my gosh, I need to check my phone. And then I'd go back to sleep for an hour and then wake up and be like, just do it. Just check it. I like this idea though. $17,000. What are you going to do with all that money?
Donate it to Peace-a-thon, I'm sure.
Of course.
From the 682, the Cowboys are going to win 10-9. From the 903, 31-17, Cowboys, and Overshown has two sacks. From the 214, 30-24, Cowboys, but the Raiders have an 80-yard touchdown in the first quarter, just like last year.
So that would,
I mean, as long as we win.
Yeah, that would be disheartening to start, for sure.
Like, can you imagine that guy with the parlay? If he's actually watching, something's getting broken in his house.
Yeah, but then he's like, oh man, I got to glue it back together because, you know, what just happened there. So that could be cool. From the 214, 5-5-3 Cowboys is the score.
Really?
Cowboys get on the board with a safety from Quinnen Williams. Butter Aubrey has a 69-yard field goal for the win and a new NFL record. That's what they're hoping for tonight, Kevin.
Okay. And then from the 817, this is an interesting question that kind of goes along with all that. Is it too much gambling? How much money do y'all have y'all wasted gambling? And so, like, first of all, not a whole lot. That's why I'm not involved in the same spaces that Sean and RJ are doing. I think at a certain level, it's not, let me make sure I say this right. It's not necessarily gambling if you're having fun doing it. So, like, I really love scratch-off lottery tickets. But I like very, very rarely would I go higher than like $5. But like, I like doing the crosswords and the bingos, and it's like a game, you know? And so like, even if I lose, I'm like, oh, that was fun, you know? And so I wonder for a lot of people if they're like, hey, maybe they put $10 on each game and they're like, I got $10 of enjoyment or excitement or whatever the case might be out of that. So even if they
kinda
lose.
Kind of like buying a bag of Cheetos.
Explain.
I love Cheetos.
Mm-hmm.
I buy a bag of Cheetos. I get the excitement of eating a bag of Cheetos. I enjoy the flavor of it. But then it's gone, right? What did I really get out of the Cheetos? A little extra calories and fat in my system. But I enjoyed it, and I was excited to buy a bag of Cheetos.
That is not the direction I thought you were going to go with that at all.
Did I feel like I wasted my money? No, because I got the enjoyment of the cheesy flavor on my fingertips.
Alec?
Do we all lick our fingertips after eating Cheetos?
No, don't answer that question. First, what are your thoughts about what he said? Then you can answer the finger question.
Oh,
that could have been worse.
Yeah, that could have been a lot worse. There's too many things going on in my head right now. I kind of like the analogy. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
You know, for me, it's the Cool Ranch Doritos.
I'm in on those too.
Probably spend too much money on those.
What
do I get out of it? Nothing. But I had fun eating them, so why not? And then the finger thing, yeah, I think so. I think everybody does. If you don't, you're weird at this point. They design them that way.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to do that.
Did you see that lady that created the glove that the Cheeto dust doesn't get on?
It's pointless.
So your fingers don't get Cheeto dust on them? Yeah. What's that for? Not me. I want that Cheeto dust.
Yeah, that's the same person who eats Bugles because they like the taste and they never put it on their fingers and pretend that they're a witch.
Mm-hmm,
that's ridiculous.
Now, if I don't want to get my hands dirty with the dust, I will tip the bag up and eat that way.
Is there any way not to look like a monstrous slob?
No,
where you
not.
Just tip
no.
it back and you're like, oh.
Chips are created for that. Bags are specifically created for that.
Alec, I know you have to rebound. You and Ryan, official predictions for this evening.
This is ridiculous. You begged me into such a weird corner. I'm going to go Cowboys win 31-20. I think that you are going to get a pair of Ashton Jeanty touchdowns. I think their run game will look decent for the Raiders, but I do think the aerial attack is going to look nice for the Cowboys. Like I said earlier, I think George Pickens is going to find the end zone. I think the offense is going to look great tonight. I think you're going to have very few things that you're going to point at outside of Max Crosby winning pretty much any matchup he faces. I do think you're going to say the offense played a pretty clean game. Defensively, I think the run stopping is going to be hit or miss. But I do think relatively clean overall. I think that the turnovers will be in your favor, if anything, if there are any. Because like you said, Geno Smith is going to throw you a pick or two.
So, Ryan, for dramatic purposes, Cowboys lead 31-27. 5 seconds to go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Four.
Sean and RJ are both winning their bets by half a point. But the Raiders have the ball at the 3-yard line. Knowing how much money rides on this one particular play And that's when Agent Zero comes through in the clutch, breaks down the quarterback. Bam! Game over. Cowboys win 31-27.
31-27.
And wow. For the record, there's nothing wrong with bugles. It's just we all know that you're going to put them on your fingers, too. Yeah.
All right, did anyone, when I was a kid, I would take a bugle and that can of Easy Cheese and then pour it in there like as if it was an ice cream cone.
That is genius.
Did anyone do that?
No, but I want to now. I never thought of that. How did I not think of that?
I thought it would make a fancy hors d'oeuvre, if anything.
That's amazing. I love that idea.
It might be too late in this segment, but like, what is your worst or most disgusting eating creation?
Yeah, we'll do that
I think
this
we
week.
Can do.
Yeah. Thank that, you for
like,
that.
The outside world would think this is the worst, because I can see how you would think that was amazing. I would too, but other people might judge.
This is how Kevin sets it up. From the mind of Ryan from RJ Dukes.
Ah, that's right.
Yes. This is going to be, I think it's going to be my favorite segment this week. Nice. And that says a lot, considering I do my own segment every day at 1 o'clock. It's called the C-Block, Kevin.
I've heard it. I've frequently introduced it.
From the 469, I once got the ultimate bag of Cool Ranch Doritos. Every chip was covered in dust. Plus, there was like 3 inches of dust in the bottom of the bag.
Oh.
I will never get a bag like that again, and I will forever chase another one. Whoever did that to the Dorito Factory, thank you. Yes.
And it's not too much?
Sounds amazing. What are you talking about? What's he talking about? Too much. Ridiculous. Gosh.
Oh, man, somebody has tweaked my prediction, and this is even more amazing. Cowboys are up 31-27. Again, Sean and RJ have won their bet. 3 seconds left, but instead of punting the ball away, they get it in the end zone, and instead of punting, Anger just runs it out the back of the end zone to run out the clock, but then make it a 2-point game so Sean and RJ would lose, and then... Dude. Ryan Anger would become the biggest enemy in the history of their show.
Does Bobby show up early and on time for tomorrow's show?
He better.
Or is he like, guys, I guaranteed it. I can't be there.
He better show up on time or else it'll be open mic time because I don't know. Sorry, Ryan, your official prediction for this evening.
Oh, well, I mean, we're looking for some drama here. This is the Cowboys defense versus the Raiders offense. I say that's the battle of the movable force versus the...
Yes. Agreed.
Versus the breakable
versus the
object
very
or whatever.
Resistible.
This yeah. is not going to be WrestleMania 3. This is going to be Dwayne Gill versus Barry Horowitz.
Man, the, wrestling fans,
like
that's
my deep
just
cut.
For you.
I think Cowboys, being at the station here, it's the positivity of it all. I am going to have to side with the Cowboys on this one. They'll cover. They will certainly cover. And let's call it 13-8.
13-8.
I don't think that's a bad score, honestly.
See, I want to say, could that be scoreigami? But remember, there was a time when, like, every game was so freaking low scoring. Mm-hmm. So it probably isn't. But a win's a win.
I think DeMarvion Overshown makes two game-changing plays tonight. I think he makes two. One is going to be a stop in the backfield on a run that needs for a first down. Maybe fourth down, maybe third and one. But he's going to make one of those plays.
We haven't stopped a third and one all season. That would be awesome.
And I think that he's going to make a chase down play that stops a third or fourth down as well in the passing game. So he's an overall player. I think this game ends up in the Cowboys' favor 26-16.
Okay.
In your face.
What?
You used to say it was never possible.
What? Well, I support that.
Here we are.
I would like Sean and RJ to win some money.
I want them to win all the money and then share it with me at a dinner sometime.
See, I was going to say share it at Peace-a-thon. By the way,
that's a great idea.
First time ever, we're working on this. Probably going to auction off a meal with the KNC Masterpiece.
What?
Ooh. We've never done that for Peace-a-thon.
Can I buy
before.
It?
It could be anywhere.
You can be there. You don't have to pay for it.
It could be at a Taco cool. Bueno.
Oh.
Or an Uncle Julio's.
Yeah.
Or a Freebirds.
Doesn't that feel lazy by us?
Maybe an Arby's?
Doesn't that feel lazy by us
what
to just
mean?
Like, hey, we were going to be here. I got you covered. Like,
I didn't say which Taco Bueno.
Okay.
It didn't have to be at the ones that we're already at.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, it could be anywhere, Kevin.
Do you get to sit in the restaurant? Or do you got to go through the drive-thru with you guys?
Dude, I have a picture of my son. I got it last night when he was 4. He requested to go into Taco Bueno to eat his birthday dinner. That's what he wanted. I said, anywhere in the world. He said, Taco Bueno, Dad. And I was like, all right. And I got a picture of him holding up 4, drinking out of a Taco Bueno cup.
But for this auction, we would go through the drive-thru because then we'd finally be able to perform what I've wanted to do forever, KNC car show. And so we just sit in the back of your car and do the show while you just drive around.
It was an idea wherever. We came up with at nights.
Yeah.
Bosses have never supported it, but I think they'd like it. They just don't support it. All right, coming up next on the KNC Masterpiece, it's time to crosstalk with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation next to the fan.
They are on the ball quickly. First down, play fake, boot right, throws it out to the right. Ferguson dives in from the two. Touchdown, Ferguson.
The guy is a touchdown machine.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Corey Majors alongside Kevin Hagelin, and we are now joined by the G-Bag Nation, brought to you by D&M Leasing. And from the 903, Ryan was awesome today. Not that you guys aren't awesome, LOL. But
oh, man.
They were just, you know, pointing out that he was awesome, so that's nice.
And then I thought somebody was going to give us their car for a piece-a-thon, but they were like, no, you could ride in our car.
Yeah, that would be cool, too. That sounds like it could be fun to do a show from a big old Suburban, so we'll have to get into that.
Absolutely.
Mobile home. Ooh, look at this. Brad has coming up with even better ideas.
Yeah. That would be badass.
Winnebago style?
Do you have a mobile home?
No, I don't. I'd love to have one, though.
Let's find somebody.
Yeah, no, you could absolutely. We did content for the Senior Bowl. We parked it in Lad Peebles Stadium there in the parking lot, a mobile home, and did shows from a mobile home.
Do you ever get nervous about the placement of the wheels on the mobile home? I'm sure they've run the physics of all of this. But
you're saying it's like the Oklahoma schooner?
Yeah,
a little. It's going to tip over?
Yeah, I do think about that a lot.
Are they narrowed? Too much?
It does bother you when you're on the highway and you could feel it
kind of drifting.
Rocking.
Yeah.
Guys,
my microphone's on now.
Guys.
Very important. Zach Wolchuk is back in the building.
What's up, dudes?
Holy how we doing?
Where you been?
D&M Leasing convinced him to come back.
Yeah, they did. I didn't think I was going to be asked back after a week and a half of Pure Gold as always. I mean, I thought the show sounded absolutely fantastic without me. But yeah, had a baby. My wife did all the heavy lifting. I tried not to talk and annoy her. But she's fantastic, man. I did have the first time where the eldest slapped her in the face yesterday out of jealousy. So that's going to be something that
slap
we're going to have to work
baby?
On. Yeah, she hit her in the face.
Oh, no.
She hit her in the face.
I prefer to just slap the bag, you know, good old-fashioned.
Avery did that to Carter once. And then whenever Avery was like 13, he told Carter, you ruined my life the day you were born.
Wow.
And now they're best friends.
Okay. Oh, my god!
I'm hoping the best friends thing still happens.
That's an honest family, I'd say.
That was a traumatic experience, I'm sure, for the little one.
She'll get her payback.
Yeah, I hope so.
Holy moly.
Yeah, so man, family stuff really happens every once in a while. That's nice,
we
though,
need
man.
A welfare call?
No.
Yeah.
Brian, what are you trying to do?
I don't know. You brought it up.
You stop over there, okay? This is just natural sibling rivalries. You don't need welfare.
Yeah, nice to have you.
Take care of my kids, okay?
Are y'all excited to have him back on the show? Is this does it bring some angst to the group?
Yeah,
again,
neither one of them want to do the post-game show. That's why they're happy to have him back.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think Chiafalo wants to hang around to one?
When were you coming back? When was paternity leave off? Oh, Monday for the Cowboy. Perfect. Yes, that's my guy.
Speaking of tonight's game, I'll be at the Bearded Monkey in Forney. I don't know if I've said that today, but I'll say it again. I'll be at the Bearded Monkey Forney tonight from 6 to 9 for this game. I will be listening to the pre- and post-game show for you fellas. I love it. It always helps me out. What are you guys feeling for this game? Are we feeling blowout? Are we feeling close, tight game? Low scoring. How are we looking at this one?
You know, I think going on the road, the Raiders have an average defense. I don't think we can expect this thing to get into the 30s.
Okay.
You know, so I'm expecting a lower scoring game in the 20s with the Cowboys coming out by less than a touchdown with the victory.
Doesn't it feel weird, though, to predict that the Cowboys will hit the under? Because the over-under is set at 50.5, and it feels wrong. Like, I totally get where you're coming from, but it just feels weird.
Because of the way they've scored most of the season? Yeah.
But I think you're probably right.
Raiders don't let you run the ball inside, and that's really Dallas's strength. If you look at Williams all these games, it's been how they get the ball and then able to attack the middle of your defense. And this team gives up about 3.7 yards a carry, and teams run the ball on them. It's not like they try and throw it. I mean, teams honestly try and run it. They just can't. And so it's difficult. It's going to be tough. I mean, so if it turns into that, then are you able to – block that edge. And if you can block that edge, then, maybe you can complete some passes. But it's tough. If it turns into throwing, having to throw every down, good luck trying to stop Crosby from rushing every down.
You'd like to think if the Cowboys can put points up, then the Raiders are screwed. They haven't scored 30 points all year.
Yeah.
I don't think they've done
it. They haven't scored 30 points in their last 29 games.
Wow. So, but the problem is the Cowboys' defense has kind of been the magic wand to fix all of your offensive issues.
The panacea, if
so we got to hope that, you know, the six new bodies, man. I mean, there's so many questions. Like, we don't know how much is Savone Rovell going
to
play.
Probably just on special teams, to be honest with you.
I mean, Logan Wilson, what version of DeMarvian Overshown do you get? I'm excited to see all of this and hope that it ends up giving a big boost. But I think there's so many question marks. It's kind of like week one all over again. I don't really know what to expect tonight with this football team. They should beat Vegas. It should be a home crowd. But again, this defense is one that's made with Arizona the last 2 weeks, they get completely spanked.
Yeah.
They looked like a playoff team against Dallas. So Vegas could end up looking fantastic tonight, and I don't think any of us would be surprised.
Maybe playing with more than just a 7-iron, though, hopefully, with the entire group.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to do the par fives with just a 7-iron. but I think this is a can't lose kind of night, because if they do in fact lose on the scoreboard, then I mean top five pick is in play one way or another. Tomorrow I'm going to be optimistic about what's to come in the Cowboys' future.
Do you call this a must win game?
Ooh. No, yes. If you want to make the playoffs, it is
must win.
Must win, baby.
Although Kansas City and Detroit look a little bit more beatable after yesterday.
Just saying, that could be something that could happen if this team could turn their defense around just a little bit. Well, fellas, cannot wait to hear the show as we roll into the Cowboys game tonight. Looking forward to it. Ryan, thank you so much for being here. RJ Duke's going to be hosting us for Peace-a-thon next Wednesday. Go ahead and sign us out, man.
It was a pleasure being here. Had a lot of fun. And go Cowboys.
There you go. Go Cowboys, baby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.